You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The timing that Moshe Rabbeinu chose to plead to Ribbono Shel Olam as far as to get his request in, it's right that it was a special timing. It says in the Torah, "V'atchanan al Hashem ba'it ha'hi." On that time. So actually, this term is not necessary to be mentioned, because if simply it would say that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom that he start pleading to Hashem, that would be good enough. So now if he says Ba'et Ahi, so that means there's a special timing that he chose that he can get the tefillah through. So that means it's a designated time, it's a special time. Persian HaKodesh, they call it Mustajab, it's a time of get it through. So now, Rahim HaKodesh explains, what does it mean, Ba'et Ahi? So now, there was a reason that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom on that moment felt that it would be a good timing to plead it to Ribbono Shel Olam. But here, Rahim HaKodesh says a very interesting thing that we can use very special opportunity. As Pesach HaKodesh, they call it occasion. There's an occasion time. French also, this occasion, yeah. It's a special timing that you can get the tefillah in. What is that exactly? This time is all about. So, I happened to be a story about a gentleman that he was invited to a wedding. Can you go? So, after work, he comes home to get ready. So now, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a very special dryer machine. They hang it on the rope. Yeah. I'm sorry? Right, right. It's called the B12 drying machine. Why they mean D, you know, drying machine. So now he picks up his shirt, you know, comes inside to wear his special shirt for, they call it, for Tadig. It's a suit that you usually wear for special rice. Right, exactly, yeah. So, he looks at the shirt and he notices there's a big hole on the back of the shirt that wasn't before. Yeah. And it's all black. So then he realizes the neighbor upstairs that has a special chimney. It's a chimney factory. Hashem give him, all of them, strength. You know, they spend, I heard, about $8 a pack, no?
Ten?
Wait. You know how much tzedakah you can give, you know, with the... Was it 2 packs a day? 20?
Oh, 3 packs a day.
Was it? $500-$600, you know, the month, no? Right. So it happened to be that the neighbor just threw the remainder of the chimney, the cigarette, and then it was dropped right on the shirt. So now here, at this moment, what do you do?
Israeli guy?
I'm sorry? Israeli guy. Especially if he's Moroccan.
Moroccan.
Yeah. What do you do?
You put it
So you go upstairs and then you buy him like, you know, 5-6 packs of cigarettes and you give him. So now here Rav Noah Haim Ardush explains, actually this is the greatest occasion, opportunity in your life. It's called Ba'it Hahi. So that means at this moment, if you can, store and ask, you know, people, they feel the only thing that you put in CD is money. But this timing is the greatest jewel that you can put it in a CD, in a safety deposit box. So now here, at this moment, you're able, if we can copy the circumstances and stay calm and do not react, anything you want, then you can get it through. So that means at that moment, all the Shaaret Shamayim is open for you if you'll be able to control yourself. So that's what the Ba'et Hahi is all about. So that means that we have many, many opportunity during the day, you know, this goes wrong, that goes wrong. You know, sometimes, you know, you're just about to get in your car, and then you notice that somebody, you know, is a very, very kind kid, you know, very naive kid, you know, there's some design on your car. The nice stripe on your car. So, what do? It gets you very, very upset. No? Very upset. Now, it's very interesting. Like, this stripe, now if it was like a dent, you know, it was very easy. Now, they have to fix the whole side of the car. Now, of the aggravation, timing, money, and this. But here, there's such a big gate opened up for you that you get your tefillah in. So actually, at this moment, you have to be very thankful with this chimney guy upstairs that made the hole.
Yeah, because now it's modern design.
Exactly, yes. Beautiful. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
You know how much they pay for the
cut-up dresses? Yeah, but the most greatest benefit that you gain at this moment, that many, you know, obviously we need, you know, help of many, you know, people, not for anyone, Chas v'Shalom, go to the doctor, or when they have a problem, they call the rabbi and this and that. No. But here, then, you don't need, you know, to make an appointment with the doctor, you know, with the rabbi. Here, the Shaaret Shamayim is open, and then your tefillah, when it goes through, all the problems is going to go away.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's what exactly Rabbi Noah Haim HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim Ben Atar, Zechuto Magen Aleinu. Amen. Says, Hanan, Ba'et Hayi. This is the Mustajab time. Yes, but the reason that it was not accepted because Hashem swore. But actually, partially, he got his tefillah through. But he was just about to be accepted. That's why Hashem told him, stop. What does it mean? Why Hashem had to tell him stop? Because one more could get him in. So that means he was able to get it in. But Hashem stopped him. The 516... Tefillah could get him in. He did 515. So do you see that he was able to make it happen? So that's what exactly applies to us. That this great opportunity, the golden timing, that, you know, dinner is not ready. No, somebody's late. Somebody took your parking space. Somebody, you keep texting him, he doesn't answer you. Then you call him, he doesn't come. So then, these are the greatest opportunity that you have. Can get your tefillah in.
Why not
be et habu? Look, the grammar, that's how you say. That's what you say. So now, but there's other point. The good thing you asked is that when you say ba'et ha'hu means when? What is it? No. When you say ba'et ha'hi, is it past, present, or future?
Past.
So the right grammar is should be past, present, or future?
Should be
past. Because when did Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom pray? When?
Past.
So the grammar should be?
Past.
It should be past. So, but here we learned it was not only applied to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. When it says Ba'et Ha'i, that means it is for? For you also. Not only for Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Because if he would say Ba'et Ha'hu, so that means, only Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was able to do it. But here it says, Ba'et Ha'i, that means, what does it mean? Now, your time, you can do it. You're able to do it. So that means that this golden opportunity that, oh Hashem, all these beautiful homework that is given to us, then you have such an opportunity to be able to get your tefillah through, and should be thankful because how people help us that to be able to get our tefillah accepted. So that's the whole point. So the point of the matter here is that you have a toss-up. And that is, as the Persian HaKodesh, they call it mazaneh sabok sangin. So what does that mean? So that means you can get angry, and then you can get very offended, defensive. Why? Because you cause the damage. Call your lawyer, say, they like to request damages. But here, the problem here, which is heavier than the other one, to be able to get your tefillah through, or you make your life miserable, you create animosity, hatred, and and the stories can go on and on and on and on, and people, They go through these scenarios for years and years and years and years. Why? Because somebody said something. Somebody was not given a sandak. Sandak. Oh, ho, ho, ho. 13 years, even till Bar Mitzvah, the grandfather did not speak to his son. For 13 years. 14 years. And I told them, tell them to come here every day. Sit here. No charge. But here we see that people, they can become offended for the rest of their life. Why? Because something was said. But here we learn, no. You have such a golden opportunity. Ba'et ha'i. Use it. Get your tefillah through. Because at the moment that you're able to control yourself, and it's the hardest thing, because we claim it's not fair. He does it all the time. That's how it is. He did it intentionally. Yeah. He's talking to me. He's talking to me. He's only talking to me. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to you. But that's what he feels. But the point of matter here is, you take advantage of all these opportunities. You have such a winning hand to get your tefillah through. And now how can you miss out? How can you not let go with such a opportunity? Happened to be a couple for years and years and years. They're waiting to have Zera Layama for many years to have a child. 15 years they were waiting. Everything they tried, doctors, segulot, everything you can imagine. So happened to be to run into someone, and they were not observant. So he told them, you know, I suggest that you go to see Rav Chaim Shelita in Bnei Brak. Now see what he suggests. So they go to him and says, you know, really, I don't have anything to tell you, but I suggest if you happen to run into somebody that he's put down, he's embarrassed, go get a bracha from him. Would you find such a person? Can you find somebody like this? That's what he just told him. So that's what I suggest, you know, for you to do. So I happened to be this couple, they were at the wedding. And it happened to be that you never run into such a circumstances that when everybody got up to dance, so everybody comes back. Sometimes, you know, people mix up where the table was. Or maybe they mix up intentionally because they don't like their, you know, the table there, they were sad. You know, I sit by the kitchen. Chas v'shalom. So someone came back to his table and happened to be somebody there. So he said, this is my seat. So, you know, the Israelis are very nice, very polite, you know, very calm. Mapitom? What are you talking about? So then got in an argument. Big time, in front of, you know, everybody in the wedding. So now the couple that, you know, they went to Rav Chaim and he suggested that, you know, to find somebody that if he got embarrassed, you know, the bracha, he ran. He goes to the bracha and said, don't say anything, don't say nothing. I said, who is this guy? What do you want from me? He's putting me down, he's making me embarrassed, he took my seat, now you're coming to me. He said, don't say nothing. So he calmed him down, and the other one says whatever that he wanted to say, and he goes. He says, please, you know, sit down. I need your favor. I need you to give me the bracha. I said, who are you? Where you came from? you know what he did to me in the wedding? Now you want a bracha from me? So he tells him the story that, you know, they're waiting for Zerah HaYamah for 15 years. And he was told that he should receive a blessing for somebody that was put down. He gives him a blessing. A year later, about, he becomes Sandak of his son after 15 years. All the Rabbanim, all the doctors, they didn't work. But the blessing of someone that was put down and embarrassed, he got the tefillah through. After 15 years, they were honored to have a matana from Shomayim. But that's what exactly the point here is. Va'et chanan el Hashem ba'et ahi. This is the occasion time. Don't ruin it. Don't miss out. At this time, that, you know, you're frustrated, you know, you're just about to answer back, and, you know, to show him and give his hand in this palm of the hand. Don't do it. Pray for Am Yisrael, especially the timing that we go through. Pray for the Chole Am Yisrael. Pray for all the young ones, Bezat Hashem, they go under the chuppah. Amen. Grab this time and use it for something good. השם יזכנו, בעזרת השם, שתפילתנו יהיה מרובה ברצון.
Tehale.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.